Unit 2, Track 12.
The Legend of El Dorado. In the 1500s, Europeans were discovering and trying to take control of the Americas. In the 1520s, Spanish conquistadors heard about the Muisca people, who lived in what is now Colombia. The story suggested that the Muisca had a huge amount of gold. When they chose a new chief, they covered him in gold and sailed him on a raft into the middle of Lake Guatavita. The chief put all the gold into the lake as a gift for the gods. In 1537, the Spanish decided to look for the chief, who they named El Dorado, but without success. Then in 1545, they looked for gold in Lake Guatavita. They discovered a few objects, and they became sure that there was a whole city of gold somewhere in the Amazon jungle. People started to refer to the Golden City as El Dorado. Many people looked for El Dorado over the centuries. These included the British explorer Sir Walter Raleigh. In 1617, on his second expedition to South America, he fought a battle with the Spanish on the Orinoco River, as both the British and the Spanish searched for El Dorado. The British king was unhappy about this conflict and executed Raleigh on his return. The myth of El Dorado continued to grow. Maps in the 17th and 18th centuries even showed the city next to a legendary lake, Lake Parame. But nobody ever found it. And in 1803, the German explorer, Alexander von Humboldt, disproved the existence of this site. After hundreds of failed expeditions, people finally realized that El Dorado never existed. The phrase, "looking for El Dorado," means to go on a hopeless quest.